Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, St. John the Baptist Parish President Jacqueline Hotar joins us on WWL. Jacqueline, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Tell me about the improving news in St. John the Baptist Parish. Still a lot to deal with, but there are some positive things.
There are. In fact, you know, we've got some good up and downs right now. Some of the highlights right now, as far as debris removal, we have collected more than 147,000 cubic yards of debris. And, you know, on my Facebook memories, Isaac, you know, obviously recovery had come up. And even during Isaac at this point, we had not even picked up any debris. So we're much further ahead. Of course, the number one concern that people have right now is garbage collection. It's equally as a concern of mine. It's a region-wide problem. However, what I did yesterday was put out an emergency bid for emergency household waste right now so that we can get this garbage off the ground. And also I executed agreements so that we could increase our disposal capacity. And we're just trying to burn this at both ends. My main priority is just to get the garbage up off of the ground.
So this is still obviously a main problem in St. John the Baptist Parish, like it is in New Orleans. I mean, it's been a huge, huge problem here. Did you have issues with garbage collection before, prior to the storm?
There were some, yes, there were some. You know, COVID presented new challenges really across the region. I know everyone began to see some struggles with COVID. It was twofold. It was disruption in labor force and so many people working from home. So your garbage that you would typically throw away at your office, you now disposed in front of your homes. And so COVID already created so many problems with just household waste collection nationwide, and then Hurricane Ida just really took it totally out for us.
All right. So what's being, so you've taken some emergency action, and so if people still have garbage out there, you want them to know you're working on it, and collection is coming.
We are. We had additional trucks on Sunday from an outside vendor. We do have our current vendor collecting. However, the amount of waste that's on the ground, it's just not possible to get it up, bringing it to the landfill. You know, everyone's having this problem, so there's some landfill delays. But we do have that emergency bid. We've, you know, attempted to increase our capacity with other companies. We weren't successful, so that's why we went to the bid. I had contacted all of the companies in the region. However, we were able to get 4 extra trucks this past Sunday. However, it really, there's so much trash on the ground. It's a problem. And so we have all of those other emergency measures in place, and any other emergency measures that I need to take to get the garbage off of the ground, I will.
All right. So what is the other remaining major problem in St. John the Baptist Parish?
I believe that is the number one problem right now. You know, and then of course, once we get into our recovery, we'll start dealing with individuals who have had substantial damage that are in flood zones. What's that going to look like? How will FEMA require some people to mitigate those future losses? Will West Shore be that mitigation factor, or will we have to look at elevation components? That's going to be Another hurdle we'll have to get over. It was the same thing for Isaac, and it creates difficulties, and oftentimes those difficulties are created in your neighborhoods that are already lower income neighborhoods, so they're already dealing with challenges as well. We're working through that. We have about 90% of our customers with electricity, so that is a good thing. We've seen the demand for ready-made meals and those types of things decrease as power has increased. We have gotten a lot of calls about why is St. John and I think maybe St. Charles, we're in that last group for DSNAP. But the way that works is if you don't have electricity restored to where there's grocery stores available, they don't want to go ahead and release DSNAP to your community because where are you going to actually go to the grocery store? And so just so people understand that, and while you do have pods that are open giving out food, it delays a little bit. So that's why we were in that category. However, we have had, we're putting that information out. We have had some blue tarps installed. So far, 19 roofs have been installed with Operation Blue Roof. I know it's a long way to go, but once they get ramped and get going, it does go very quickly. However, it has been a slow start, but we do have some installed, and it's that's been very successful. So we're pleased about that.
Your parish was hit by a treacherous storm. I mean, this was a monster storm. And I saw a video on the news last night of the wind pushing the waters of Lake Pontchartrain into your parish. And, oh, my God, that was just frightening to see.
Mm-hmm. It was scary, the winds. And not only that, typically hurricanes, it's, an hour or two when you get into the height of it, and then it starts to subside. It was 6 to 8 good hours of sustained, winds at just dangerous speeds. It was the most frightening thing that many people in our parish will tell you they've ever experienced, and most people won't experience that again.
Yeah.
We've also added, though, some aerial mosquito spraying. We've been putting that out, so if people see those low planes flying around, we've increased our mosquito spraying. We know that's going to be a problem. So we've put that information
That's
out.
Good. And I think, the good news is garbage collection is coming along, but also 90% of your parish is back with power.
Yes, we have a lot of energy people on the ground. I'm on a call with our energy representative at least twice a day. I'm sure they're tired of hearing me, but until I'm at 100%, I won't quit calling and pounding. But those efforts have paid off because we are at 90%. Their original estimates, we weren't expected to see any power until the end of September. So if today's September 17th and we're at 90%, those efforts have paid off.
St. John the Baptist Parish President Jacqueline Hochhard, thank you for your time and thank you for the update. Have a nice weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday, and I'm sure there will be more positive news.
Yes, thank you. All right.
Have a good one. Jacqueline Hochhard, thanks for being with us.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.